While the world is divided on so many major issues, it's fun to debate the age-old little things that keep conversation going without being too heavy. The last 21 months have been some of the most chaotic, divisive, and sometimes scary times in the modern age. Social awakenings, climate action, inaction, and, of course, a historic pandemic have been the topic, sometimes heated, with everyone in the world. Sometimes it's good to get away and think of other things when we can, but also keep up the fine art of debate. Debate is healthy and makes for great conversation, which is why the small things should be discussed in a fun but educated way. What I mean are the silly ones that we have fun with, such as whether pineapple belongs on pizza. It's fun to debate it and have some friendly banter. People can discuss that forever, no matter what side they're on. The fact that pineapple should never, ever go on pizza is irrelevant, but it's the back and forth we can have that makes it fun. Music is full of these fun little debates. The Rolling Stones or the Beatles? Mick by a landslide. Biggie or Tupac? East Coast and it's not close. Slash or Axl? Slash by a hat. Most overrated band ever? Pink Floyd is the correct answer. See? These little questions come up all the time, and despite the correct answers being above, it's just fun to spitball. There are even quirky things like how to brush your teeth. Do you put the water or toothpaste on your brush first? That's fun to discuss, but maybe don't mention you put the water second on a first date. No one wants to kiss someone like that. One silly debate has to do with cereal. Which goes in the bowl first? Milk or cereal? It's silly because it's illogical to put the milk in after the cereal, so I don't know who would admit to it. People even have a fun time debating toilet paper, and I don't mean those who hoarded it at the beginning of the pandemic. Over or under on the roll? That one is a personal choice, and far be it for me to debate what you do in the privacy of your own bathroom. If you leave it to roll under, great. If over, great. I don't know why you would, but you do you. There is even a very Canadian debate when it comes to food. Canucks seem to like their Kraft dinner, and there are some who feel the need to put ketchup on it. That's a very light debate and great to have fun with. I don't personally have that conversation, as I often find myself unfriending those who do top KD with ketchup. Again, it's a choice and people are allowed to make choices. Some debates seem lighthearted, but are best left avoided as they are usually brought up by people looking to cause trouble. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Really? People who say yes to this are most likely to do something equally ridiculous, like wear socks to bed. It's solely one that will divide, so best to stay clear of it. Some of these debates even make the news. This time of year there is only one major debate, and that is the very fun, very festive question of whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie? We all know it is coming once the holiday season arrives. Heck, Barry Today even did a poll on it a few weeks ago. But we also asked the pineapple question. As for Die Hard, a very intelligent 572 of 830 readers said, no way, and in a day and age where we are encouraged to follow facts and numbers, 68.92% of you spoke the truth, which is refreshing. Life is crazy right now and we do need time to get away from the major issues sometimes. These fun debates help us escape, if even for a little while. So put your feet up, watch a movie and relax. Oh, just take your hat off in the house. After all, you're not a heathen. Sean Gibson is a staff reporter with Barry Today.